Good morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. In the first 15 minutes of the show, we do a tip of the day or talk about what's happening, that happening event, and then we open up the phone lines so you can get your pen and paper ready to call in after the first break, and that is you call 1-800-930-2819, and again, 1-800-930-2819 is the number. I did want to talk about some up-and-coming events because the month of October is all about the month of Libra, and Libra comes in with the ruling planet of Venus, and Venus governs, of course, our love life, and also it takes we pay attention to our money more. And if you remember last year in 2008, in October, there was a dive way down the stock market, and that's a typical reaction of our planet taking pointing out different stuff, highlighting different stuff. So whenever we go into a different month, we have there's a concentrated energy. So think of everything as energetic. In this month, we look at love and money issues. And so, and the biggest thing that Libra wants to do is balance, is to create balance. Think of the sign of Libra is the balancing scales. And so we could take that balancing hint or message not only through the month of October, but throughout the whole year, because the more and more we understand that we are energetic beings here having a human experience and to start recognizing ourselves as energy beings, the more you can create a life that you desire, the more you can get rid of the blocks and be able to identify the blocks that block you from manifesting anything that you desire, down from health, down to peace, down to happiness, down to jobs, career. All of it goes back to energy and energy patterns, and that's what I always talk about throughout the readings. It always goes back to reading energy blocks and giving you insight on what it could be blocking you. We all come in here with our own themes. So the more we, again, do the inside work, the more our outside world will reflect that. And I do want to talk about some classes. I started a Spirit Developmental Circle, and this is where we're going to be doing ongoing classes covering a variety of subjects, from chakras to energy fields to past life to psychic awareness to working with your guides, angels, and ascended masters to creating your own medicine bag and maces. So it's a little bit of four different classes that have different subjects, and so it's for a little bit of everything for everybody. And if you don't know yourself as an energetic being, you don't know 99.999% of who you are, and now is a time for you to get to know and develop the aspect of you. It releases stress, increases your energy, and allows you to live a more empowered life. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. Stop looking outside of yourself and create a solid foundation for expansion. You can attend these classes in person or by the telephone, and the first one is Friday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to say that all these classes are not only are they televised so you can listen to them in anywhere in the world, but also if you're not available that night, they're available to listen to and re-listen to up to 30 days. And we actually make them into MP3s and give those to attendees of the class. And so the first class is going to be a psychic development class, and you could develop your own intuitive muscles to become more receptive to your own messages from your guides, angels, family members. And I'll share tips and tools that will open your own natural abilities. We're all intuitive. It's a matter of exercising a muscle, and it is a symbol, like a muscle that you exercise. And so that's the first class. The second class is Friday, October 30th, and that's, again, 7 to 9 p.m. And that class is Discover the Secrets from the Ancients. And shamanism is one of the oldest, I don't even want to call it religions, but it's the oldest knowledge that we have around here, and I'll show you how to connect with your power animals, how to reconnect with nature and the elements, and I'll be closing the class with a sacred fire ceremony while everyone that is attending will receive a healing, and we'll be working with prayer sticks to burn your intentions. And so, again, you sign up for that class, and you get all the information on that, and it doesn't matter if you're not here physically to attend the fire. I energetically bring people to fire ceremonies all the time. The third class is about past lives and multidimensional living. And were you a king or queen in your past life? Past lives influence our daily life. Do you have a phobia? Many are connected to past life trauma. I will share the difference between past lives and energetic overlays or blueprints. Come and see what you've experienced in other incarnations and bring a small compact mirror, because we'll be doing some little things with the mirror there so you could look into yourself and see your multidimensional being. And again, that class is on November 7th. That is a Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. And then the fourth class is Saturday, November 14th, and again, 3 to 5 p.m., you as an energetic being. We learn in fourth grade that everything is made of energy, and then we forget that fact by the time we're in fifth grade. In doing so, you're not connecting to, again, 100% of what you are, but I call it 99.999%, because a lot of times people think they forget their physical body is also made of energy. And that's who we really are. And not having any energy clearing practice would be compared to not bathing or brushing your teeth for months or even years. And so we would want to, yuck, you'd say, and so we want to know that our energy gets clogged up and we're more prone to dis-ease, stress, and life disappointments. And you can't manifest to make your dreams come true if your energy tubes are clogged, blocked, or twisted. And come and learn how to get the snarls out of your energy field. So those are the spiritual development classes we have coming up. We also have a class that I'm very excited about. It's a children's development class. And that is Sunday, October 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. And again, you could do this by telephone or in person. And this is where we make sure that our children eat the right foods. We teach them the dangers of drugs. But how many of us teach the children that they're energetic beings? The children are bombarded with negative programming via TV, peers, etc. And I'll teach them tools that they could use daily to protect themselves and allow them to open up to their natural gifts. We all have them, but we get disconnected, and then we fall into bad energy habits. This is the best gift you could ever give your child, and with the tools that I'll be giving them, you could create a new foundation for the whole family. And so, again, you can attend in person or by phone. And we also have the other classes that are available by MP3, and those are the Advanced Embody and Mastery 2 classes. We're also doing the Gathering series, and the next one is November 6th, and that's 7 to 9. And again, this is where I'm going to do a channel circle every single day. I mean, every time I have a class, I give a message about what's the energy temperature or what's going on in the world right now and how it affects you individually and how it affects the world at large. And so tips and tools how to navigate through this time of change right now. And this change is going to continue to go and go and go, because this is what we're doing. We're in a major renewal process, cleansing process called many different things, but you can't stop it, so you might as well learn to go in, with it. And actually, we signed up to be here at this time, so learn how to navigate through it. And so, again, it starts with a learning, a teaching, a sharing, and then an energy alignment toward the end to help remove, the blocks. And so that's November 6th, Friday night, and also Friday, December 4th, and all of that 7 to 9 p.m. And again, all of these are via telephone, and if you're not available for 30 days plus after, and again, you will receive an MP3 or a wave format or CD of the class. And so that's the up-and-coming events. And if you say that you heard this on the KKNW show, you get an extra $10 off by saying that you recognized and heard the classes on this radio show. So that's what's happening here, and that's a lot teaching classes, and I've been guided to share the knowledge that I've gathered. We all have something that we could come and contribute to the world. And there's a real I've been guided, like not an urgency, but I feel it's more of an emergence. It's like a butterfly going out of a cocoon. And I see that energetically, that a lot of times when that butterfly is in that cocoon form, it becomes like a liquid form, and then the butterfly starts to take form. And a lot of people are energetically, when I view the world, are in the part of getting out of that cocoon. So imagine like the is in the beginnings of the wings getting out, and then all of a sudden it seems like they're stuck. And so when people are stuck, we need tools to be able to get ourselves back into the groove there. So that's what these are designed for, because we are all in this process right now of accelerated times, and there is a lot of stuff that is energetic. What I see is like, I don't want to say negative energy, but there's a lot of fear that is out there right now. And also, people, we collect energy. It's just like if you go into a room and you don't clean it, the corners get get snow bunnies or whatever they're called, lint bunnies or those things, those whatever bunnies are under the bed, dust all around, dust bunnies. And so our bodies get that too. And so it's really important to recognize that if we don't bathe it, it's just like I always talk about. It's like, if we, can you imagine not brushing your teeth or taking a shower daily? And that would really gross a lot of people out. And we want to think of ourselves as that. It's important for us to get plugged into that universal energy, because that is clean energy. That is universal force. It's unconditional love energy. And we all come in here plugged by feeding off of each other's energy. And that's using, it's like eating garbage, to be honest. It's like toxic energy. So we pull in other people's toxicity. So now that we're aware of this, or we're becoming more and more aware of this, of how much that there is a universal energy that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's not only absolutely free, it's our birthright. It's unconditional love that's out and available for all of us. And this is where our awareness of being plugged into that energy and out of dysfunctional patterns and out of dysfunctional programming will help you, again, change all aspects of your life. And that's what this is all about. We came here to understand ourselves differently. That's why we incarnated. And so the more you're able to clear out, again, the energy fog, the more you're able to look at life differently. And you won't get caught into the fears and all the other things that are happening right now. It gives you a solid base. And so that's what's happening, and we'll be going to our first break and going back to the phone lines. And so you could call in with any kind of question. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be back.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And you're listening, and the phone lines are now open, and I'll give out that number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and the phones are open to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
I'd love to do that for you, Carrie. We have Dee calling in. She's calling actually in for her daughter, Casey, from Seattle. Casey has recently moved, and she's hoping to see a car in her future. So let's see if we can help her and her daughter out. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My daughter is quite concerned right now. She recently moved. She's wondering if she's in the right place, and will she get her license, driver's license, next week, and if that will change things and make her feel less isolated, or
right.
Does she just physically need to be in a different location?
Right. What is her first name again?
Casey.
Casey?
So she goes by her initials sometimes, Casey.
Okay. All right. Did she have friends that had to do, did she already take the driver's license one time?
She did.
Okay. All right. And she just missed it by like 2 points or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm seeing that there's a part of her that she's holding that like a ball over her head. And so I'm also seeing a grandfather come in on the paternal side. And if it's not a grandfather, it's a great grandfather, but he's definitely on the dad's side. And he's also calling out to the name Robert or Robbie. I feel like I'm going to a middle name Robert, but also a Robbie Bobby that's alive, that's younger, that's connected to her. And if she doesn't know him, she'll be getting to know him within the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. And when they erase it, it's like wanting to erase the past pattern with her, because then he gives her a thumbs up. And so the best thing she could do is, again, be prepared with it. And I'm seeing that and the fear is what's contracting her energy. So I see the thumbs up as, again, flying straight ahead with this, going ahead, being able to pass it, not think about the just reviewing is what I'm getting as far as that's, and it's more for the energetics of having her not remember the past part of it. And then again, I keep on seeing clear sailing and all the signs that mean that she's going to be doing fine. And I see her circles broadening, meaning that there's a sense of just like what you're saying, less isolation, having her feel more connected. And again, I keep on, is there a Bobby or Robbie connection with her right now? Like as a good friend, Bobby, Robbie?
I don't know of anyone I can ask her,
okay.
But you said it might be a middle name?
The Robert is definitely an older male that comes in on a grandfather's side or a great uncle's side, and that he's bringing in a Bobby, Robbie. And again, it's in the position where she could be just meeting him, or he's going to be coming in as somebody significant. And then as a bridger person, so when I see that, it's like a good friend that brings in, like a lot of people, because then I'm seeing even Randy Dandy or somebody that has some kind of name like Andy, Randy Dandy, Dandy Randy, and that there's a group of, I'm just hearing a bunch of people laughing and being light and having fun and that kind of deal. And so and they're when I see bridges over people's heads, so like think of that person bridges in another person, and so that's a good thing. So her time of isolation is over, and actually I'm seeing her looking at her wristwatch and wondering about how did I have the time to, how am I going to have the time to fit everything in? So it's a positive thing, and it was a period for her to do the isolation for, or feeling isolated, to consolidate or gather her energy. Now that it's time for her to expand. So it's a wonderful thing. With thumbs up,
that's
a good
great
thing when somebody's doing that.
Could this be coming in with a job, perhaps?
Absolutely. When I see somebody coming in as a bridger, it could be job, it could be connected to relationships, but bridges are people that help us in all sorts of forms of our life. It's like absolutely job-wise, friend-wise, and when I see multiple bridges, it's exactly in that department, because I see her circle of people around her getting bigger. And then when I see, again, the wristwatch thing, that's a sign of that she wonders, how am I going to fit everything in, but it's not an off-balance crazy thing. It's a reason, season, lifetime for her now. It's a reason for her, a season for her to get involved in different people that bridge her and connect her to other people. And then when I see something behind her, like the past behind her, it's like, and by the time March of 2009, Catan comes around, it seems like this period of dryness, because I see a desert there, is long behind her, and she's entered a whole new phase of her life. And I'd absolutely encourage her to look for the number 33, like it's 3 threes, and like seeing a clock or seeing billboards, that kind of deal, because that's a sign that the guide comes in. Is there a paternal grandfather crossed over, or is this a great-grandfather? That would be her dad's father, her grandfather.
Her dad's father. Yes, he has. He has passed over.
Okay. And there was there a distance with him? Like, she didn't really get to know him, or was there emotional distance?
She did not. He died before she was born.
Okay, all right, because he definitely comes in as her, like, guide, and he's given her, again, the number 3. He's also given a pipe, but he's not saying that he smoked with cherry tobacco in it, and it's not lit, and so she might smell those things. It's not really strong right now, and that's a very grounding smell. And again, when I see the smoke, it's like think of something smoking up, and that's passion fighting, and a fire passion. That's all really good signs. And he's done his work over there to kind of guide her, so that's a good thing. Okay.
And oh, that's cool. That's so great
Robert
to know.
Connection. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I just said that is so good to know. I'm really happy. She struggled quite a bit, and
yeah.
I'm hoping that things are going to turn around for her now.
Yep. When I see and hear the saying "bridge over troubled water," that's my sign of when, like somebody that had to struggle with, and that it's like the troubles are behind her. So think of that energetically is behind her, but also it forms a big ball like a cushion for like her learning from those experiences, and so that's again another positive thing. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You made my day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show. And Carrie, let's head off to San Diego, California. We have Michelle standing by. She's currently unemployed, and she's wondering, are there any jobs out there for her? So let's see if we can help her out. Michelle.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
Yes, my question is in regards to work. I have been interviewing a lot lately, doing a lot of my own energetic clearing, so I feel like something's going to happen, but I just want to check in and see if I'm on the right track.
Okay, all right. I see a whole bunch of nines on your left, your right side. So think of nines as the number of September, and it's kind of interesting. They make a little, they're all through your emotional body, and they make a wave. And so think of nines numerologically are about the endings, ending of a cycle,
yeah.
Beginning of a new one. And the way they curve through your emotional body, think of that showing you, or I'm telling you, how much your clearing has been working. It's clearing out emotional things that could have been blocking opportunities before. Or whenever I do a reason, season, lifetime, it's, you know, sometimes we have a reason, sometimes we have a season, and sometimes we have lifetimes of experiences. And so that's like the karmic pattern. So absolutely going through the clearing process, which is a wonderful thing. And again, I get over the next 9 days, the next 9 weeks, into the next 9 months as far as absolute new beginnings. I'm also seeing the month of 11, so that's November. From now to November, there's a big jump, and I look from actually September of this year to November and having a huge lump and jump. And then I see a frog and frog medicine. I'd look it up, and it's all about transformation. It's about being able to be flexible with transformation, and that's, again, a very good sign, and especially when I see rainbows, colors within the frog, because that represents the higher energy that's coming down. So ability to work with that energy and really clear what I call the nitty-gritties. And of course, this is a process and this is a practice. And so when we hit another spot of when we have our themes, we are like, okay, I got it. And it's not as hard as the last time we get it. So like when we pull out the roots and get to know the themes, then we are able to work with them and navigate through them easier. So that's a wonderful thing. So it's think of this year for you as the year 209 of ending of many chapters to begin a new beginnings. And when I see 10s and 11s, that's master numbers. And so there's a sense of mastery with your new beginnings. And so that's learning from our past and learning from past patterns. And that's, again, a wonderful thing. Okay?
So I'm doing the right thing.
And everything. Excuse me?
So I'm doing the right thing.
Yes,
does that mean
I see you looking at a crystal ball symbolically, and it's looks a little foggy, and then the center is getting from September to November, clearer and clearer and clearer, November to January, it looks crystal clear, so things become clearer, and as you're staring down, think of that symbolic, the crystal ball is symbolically connected to your heart, and so it's that means heart's desire is becoming clear, and the more clear we are in our energy fields, we literally give the orders out to the universal energies by our energy fields, so the clearer we are, the more the universe gets our message. The universe is neutral, and so it loves us unconditionally. So if we want to do drama, separation, and that kind of thing, that's what we'll get. And so it's not a punishing. It's literally, that's what unconditional love is. I love you if you want to do struggle. And so the more we understand that and are able to clear it out, the more we realize that with every thought, word, and deed, we are directing our life, and then we feel like we're much more in the driver's seat. And that's where I also see you energetically putting, we all come in here with themes and stories, and the more we could put it behind us and be an unattached to the themes, the more they don't overcome our life. And a lot of this is very subconscious patterns that come in that are so subtle, and we learn them from not only our family, but our schooling, and just generational patterns is what it is. And so the more, again, we can separate from them, the more we can really rediscover who the real us is. And so the real us is part of source, creator, abundant, and have all different talents and be able to be part of a piece of creator. And so think of that crystal ball as you really looking in to discover and rediscover your part piece of creator and what you love to do as a piece of creator. And it's your love. And so that's in your redefining it, owning it, and showing it out to the world. And then you're going to pull those experiences back to you. That's good.
Got it.
Very good.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Carrie.
You're welcome. Have a good day. And I can't believe this, but Bemi, it's time for another break. We're at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521, and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Would love to, Carrie. Let's go. Moving on up the Pacific Northwest, let's hit up Florence, Oregon. We have Tim standing by. You know, Tim's recently had a problem with one of his knees, but it might be somewhat tied emotionally. He's not quite sure. We're seeing if we can maybe get a little more detail out of it. So, Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Tim, it was a problem with one of your knees?
Yeah, I have a problem with my left knee. It's kind of been... it's been stiffening up and hurting a lot, but it seems there's some other stuff going on in my life as far as changes in career and changes in relationships.
Yeah, career. And can you speak a little bit louder? I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, hon.
Okay. It's there's problems with my left knee. There's a lot of pain and stiffness, mm-hmm. and it seems like it's kind of tied in with changes in my career and changes in my relationship and stuff.
Yep.
And I was wondering if you could if you could see anything about that.
Absolutely, Tim, because the first thing I do when I'm following the knee, I look at it, and it looks like there's a band, like a tight elastic band right underneath it, and when I hear water on the knee, it's not like physical water on the knee. It's more of, it looks like a size of a grapefruit all around, and the band is like tightening up, and so when I look at it, it's going out to at least 6 to 8 inches in the emotional body, and when I follow a line or a tube that goes up your leg, right up the front of your thigh, actually, it wraps around the hip, it goes to the back of the second chakra, and it kind of, it mimics the whole, actually it's interesting, it goes up to the left side of the second chakra, but then it wraps around, almost like those, you know, those packs that, like a fanny pack, or those things that people wear to support their back when they work at a place where they lift stuff, there's like energetically like a band around there. And so that absolutely goes to the back of the second chakra, and it's lying on top of the first chakra. And remember, the second chakra is all finances, money, career, our use of our sexual energy, the one-to-one relationships. And so when I see something behind somebody, and especially when it looks like there's a lot of water on it, that absolutely has to do with emotions. And I'm also hearing, when I look at your third chakra, there's like a black dot in the center, almost like a eclipse. And I want to say this is not a disease. It's like the eclipsed energy. And I see like an imprint of, like, think of the Pillsbury Doughboy. If somebody punched him in the stomach, that there's a fist imprint. So think of like where life knocks us out or knocks the wind out of us. And that the black dot in the third chakra, that self-esteem, self-worth through the subconscious, is all, think of your foundational energy. It's the first, second, third chakra is going through a foundational shifting, obviously, right now. And in the left, the knees represent our ability to move ahead and be able to, in the left also is connected to the past. And when I read something on the back of somebody, that also relates to the past. And even when I see this wave over somebody's head, that means past life, tendencies or past life hangovers is what I call it. And it's like right up over your head. It's almost like has your bangs kind of like curl up to the air, like symbolically, like your hair is sticking up to the heavens. And so it's interesting because I also see your third eye going up and down like it has a shade. So it's trying to intuitively open up to the light. And then also when something's going on with the second chakra, it goes hand in hand with the throat chakra too. Those two are in partnership with each other. And then I heard the song "Come On Baby, Light My Fire" by Jim Morrison. So I want to recognize a Jim Morrison, or that kind of name in and around you, Morris, that kind of name. And I'm also seeing it could be someone that's crossed over and somebody that can come in to also help you. But the biggest thing is that when I hear the song "Come On Baby, Light My Fire," it's about passion. It's about life force. And when somebody has a lot of water in their energy field, when I'm seeing it, and it absolutely does affect the body, when we work with fire, Tim, it helps burn that. It brings that element into balance. It literally brings our physical, mental, emotional body back into balance. And so even starting with, if you could get in front of a fire, like literally a fire pit or chimeria or a fireplace, and nightly have that fire and work with the fire, meaning having communion with it, talking to it, burning your stuff, and literally taking your hands and throwing out any etheric things. Or let's say you know of an issue, think of it that you're spinning your energy, like you're gathering all the stuff and throw it into the fire. That's a very shamanic thing, and it works. We're all energy, and so we're directing it, and fire is a great way to transmute the stuff very quickly. And the fire's part of the fire's communion with us, or part of the element to be able to work in Aini with it, is it lights up the passion, and it also dries up the excess of water. So it helps us break through emotional stuff very quickly. If you don't have the ability to do a fireplace, then literally doing a candle, and I'm seeing you doing this in the evening, especially over the next 5 days, even into the next 5 weeks, it's like taking even 5 minutes, but if you could do 25 every night, that'd be wonderful. And again, this is where you could come up with your own thing. This is not like a stamp that this is what you have to do, but I'm just seeing as far as being able to work with the fire element, it really lights up your third chakra and that self-esteem, self-worth. You're also clearing out father's lineage as far as going back to great-great-grandfather, where I see there's a like a Santa Claus bag where there's life is a struggle, and also when I see a cross in somebody's energy field, it's like the cross of Jesus, which is symbolically means to me, again, a sense of struggle. We have to be hung on the cross, and there's a part of life to achieve stuff has to have with struggle, to even have self-worth. And so you're clearing that out. You're processing that, and being able to work with the elements is very important. And also I saw the earth and trees. Working with trees are very grounding too. Being able to do your roots and sitting with your back on a tree would be very helpful. It'll help bring that energy, that water. So think of you're working with fire element and earth element to bring the water in balance, because again, that's what's causing the pain on the knee, and also helps to burn, bring passion. So think it clears off the fog, because extra water can fog up the front of our energy field, and the front is where we symbolically manifest stuff, bring things in. So when you clear out the fog, then it's able to help us feel emotional, much more in flow, and so that will be very helpful as you do other things in your life. But just adding those two elements, I'm seeing you in one night being able to feel lighter and brighter. I also heard willow bark, which helps with anti-inflammatory stuff, and so if it resonates with you, muscle test yourself on willow bark. And this is what I see over the next, again, fives around you, is over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, into the next 5 months, into the month of April of 2009, where there's a lot of change, but change is good. It's shifting and getting rid of, whenever I see like somebody unzipping out of their body and getting into a new body, that means changes in every aspect of your life, but it's a good thing. It's like leaving the past behind and all at once. It's like when a snake leaves its skin all at once, and that's the work, and what they call in shamanism is that's what we want to do. It's the work of the healer. Let's leave on our skin all at once, not one scale at a time, where sometimes we do it layer by layer, and so that's what I see you working with. And don't be surprised if the snakes pop out at you as far as the word snake, as far as seeing Snakehead Boulevard or that kind of deal. It's the working with the properties of the snake, and if that resonates with you, I'd read Snake at Medicine, Snake Potum, and that will be helpful too, Tim. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's some good ideas, and I'll take that. I'll try to work with that and work with the fire and use the fire to get rid of old.
Fire
old
is unbelievable. It's wonderful to work with. I'm starting to do fires ever since I got back with Ecuador every single night, and it really helps transmute stuff very, very quickly. I always worked with it, but I have a chimaria on my porch, and I'm just out there, and it's a wonderful grounding way. My kids are out there with us, and it just really helps clear stuff. If I even have the beginning of some sort of headache, I'll just go out there and just throw stuff off. And also, this is for everybody. Remember that our head, we think too much, and we all have tubes going off. I always talk about the tubes and balls. And so think of whenever we're thinking, our tubes are going out and thinking of different scenarios. So think of the scenarios or the person as a ball. And so just to keep it simple, so we want to clear our tubes and balls before we go out in the world, and also when we go to bed. And so fire is a really good way. And again, even by doing it with a candle and just kind of getting our head wiped off and our heart wiped off, it really is clearing off our etheric body. And remember that we're all energy is what it is. And the physical part of us is just 0.01% of us. Not that it doesn't matter, the physical body is a temple, but to hold the essence. And so working with that is going to really help transmute your energy very quickly. Okay, mm-hmm. Tim?
Okay, well, thanks so much. And it's interesting that you said that about fire. So, all right, thank you. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Tim, for calling in. It's 1-800-930-2819 for the Kerry O'Connor Show. 1-800-930-2819. I'll slow it down just a little bit for everybody. And we're now going to stay local here in Bellevue, Washington. Just outside, we have a suburb called Issaquah. We have Susan calling in. She's looking for a relationship, Kerry, so let's see if we can help her out. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Kerry. This is Susan here.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. Just been in kind of like a... I've known low energy here the last couple of months. And not really excited about anything.
You're not excited?
No. It's just, I don't know, there's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's a relationship.
Right. Well, the first thing, it kind of like piggybacks with the last caller. The first thing, even before I heard your voice, I heard a grandmother singing, "Come on, baby, light your fire, my fire." And it was, that's one of my major symbols. Think of spirits, our guides, our angels speak with us in language, in symbols. And so that's one of my major things of, again, adding fire, adding passion. I'm not surprised that it's beyond relationship. And also, Susan, this is a real time because I'm going back to the month of June. Your energy is bringing me back to the month of June, especially in your third chakra. And it looks again like it's like almost like there's a plunger on the back of you, and it's like pulling in your third chakra. And it looks like you're bent over again, like if somebody symbolically punched you. But it's interesting that your symbols have to do with a plunger. And so that means to me, as far as think if we plunge toilets, so it's having things get unplugged and literally down to bowels and that kind of stuff, as far as releasing our stuff, being able to release it. And then I see like a symbolic X-lax or symbolic colon release. And so that's, again, old stuff. And so being able to release it to have that flow come in. And just as I said to the other last caller, as far as working with fire element is huge. It really brings passion into our life, and it's not a symbolic thing. It's really working with the elements, and this is primordial energy that we've been we got off balance with it, so it's bringing us back into nature and natural self. And then we feel full in ourselves, and so it is so important, especially when we're looking for relationship, to feel full in ourselves and to be in such a relationship with ourselves that we're so full of ourselves. And that doesn't mean ego. That means full of with our Christ part, our God part, that we spill over with that, and then we bring in a relationship that matches that. And so we're getting out of this paradigm of you complete me, looking outside of us to have somebody complete us, and we're entering a period of you compliment me. And that's what I know that see somebody pointing to your right ear, there's a consciously or unconsciously a part of you that's looking for that, that is seeking that, the compliment relationship versus complete me, because complete me is reaffirming that we're halves and two halves make a whole. And so really work with, especially over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, a period of really getting in a wonderful relationship with yourself, bringing the fire, romance yourself, have nice dinner, set a nice dinner plate, and have candles, and all of that brings the energy of romance in for yourself, and then you literally bring that energy of romance in and around your energy field, especially when I see it wrapping around your emotional body. I also just heard somebody say using pink, like the color pink, pink candles, or literally pink, the color pink in and around your energy field. Think of it working with the energy of pink. That brings in high love. And also I just heard somebody saying forgiveness. And I know we have to go to a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Carol O'Connor Show.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show,
Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Yep, and actually, we're going to continue with Susan from Issaquah. So, Susan, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I could hear you a lot better.
Oh, good.
Good. So think of the whole thing, especially, again, over the next couple of weeks, getting into romancing yourself down to, I keep on seeing soft candlelights, and it feels like it smells really good, and having a smell of lavender and having like violet, lavender, pinks and purples all around you, and working again with those colors via color therapy, via, you know, candles, bringing the energy. Everything is energy, including colors, and so being able to wrap yourself with the blues, the pinks, the purples, it's really opened up the left side of your energy field. Think of that's the feminine, and right now the divine feminine has made her entrance, as far as for each and every single one of us to open up and bring in that divine feminine energy. And so all of us have male and female energy, and wrapping in and working with her energy would be really wonderful for you right now, because it's beyond relationship. It goes back to generational patterns of the you complete me, you complement me energy. And so as you start doing that, that helps all of us as far as when one person is think of changing the symbolic channel to going into that we are going for complement relationships versus complete me. It goes out to the universal grid and it hits everybody consciously or unconsciously, where there's a part of us that wants to change our relationship. Not a part, it's like the next step of our evolution to really get into changing our relationships, of not saying that we're not complete, because that's what it says when there's a real pattern of looking outside to complete ourselves. And so it's huge. And this is, and what I'm also seeing is that you're feeling the month of Libra does affect our Venus, and Venus is in all of our charts, and we don't have to be a Libra sun sign to feel the effects of this. And so it really brings us consciously or unconsciously to the awareness of love. And so, and you're just leaving the month of Virgonian September of nine of endings. And so there's a part of us that, again, we understand that if these effects affect us all, and it doesn't have to be our sun sign, our birthday to get the effects. And so there's an extra concentration on endings. And again, the Virgonian energy can be nitpicky if we feel off balance. And so that could give us a sense of like of hopeless or helpless or vague. And so that's what I see. You're ending that cycle to begin to really get into being very creative and work with that creative energy as far as romancing yourself, and then you're going to find romance, okay?
Great, Carrie. Well, we'll give it a shot here.
All righty. Very good.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
All right, bye-bye, hon.
All right, cool. Well, let's mosey on down over to, looks like, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Carrie, we have Claire standing by. She's thinking about creating a website for her poetry, so let's see if we can help her out and see if we can see it in the stars and the lights and the moons and the world in itself. Claire!
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Okay.
Very good.
Well, I just thought I should check in with you on that and see what you get on that.
I think that's a wonderful thing. So website for your poetry.
Uh-huh.
That's a thumbs up from your son down to the grandfathers, down to the great-grandfathers, down to when I see people coming out of the woodwork, even great-great-great-grandmothers or great-aunts, and they're doing, again, a thumbs up symbol. And people coming out of the woodwork, including your guides. And actually, Virgin Mary just came in very strong with you. And did you have a Mary moment? She's saying Mary moment.
Well, Carrie, this is interesting. We went to Germany and Austria the last 2 weeks, and I went in so many just fabulous churches, you know, from like the year 1300.
Wow.
And every single church I went in, I lit a candle and said a prayer and talked to the, the Mary statues. And
wonderful.
Yeah, I bet you that's it.
Absolutely. So think all that energy, and especially the Blessed Mother is especially standing by your right side, and usually I symbolically see the females turn the left side, and so her by the right side is like guiding you, helping you, and especially with the loss of a son, it's like clearing the heart energy and being able to, I see a hand going through your heart, so it's like delivering the world through your poetry, so it's being when something, like turning tragedy into creative art, so then life keeps on living, so there's a part that you're tapping into the creative energy through the poetry, and again, it's like a spark of life that comes through you, and I just see this beautiful hand going out to the world, so that's thumbs up with the website, but I'm also seeing there's already an outline. So when I see an outline, that means to me that you've already put thought in this. When I see an outline that it's like a book outline, if you're going to do like a regular outline, when that's one of my symbols of things you've either consciously or subconsciously have already been working on this, and also the spirits have been working with you, and so it's going to come in easy because I see everything as 1, 2, 3, just like how you got published, your poem got published. It just was very easy. When things come easy like that, we know we're stepping in the right direction for ourselves, and so that's a good thing.
What you're being shown for the website?
Yes,
Carrie,
absolutely.
It's all so incredible because maybe I should share this with you. For the Mary thing, it's amazing. I wrote a poem because in those churches, a lot of times there's a Mary with a sword through her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is amazing. I said, Mary was given a prophecy when Jesus was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Simeon told her in so many words her heart would one day be pierced with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Mary pondered the words that he said, thoughts going around in her head. But how could she ever imagine the crucifixion that would happen? I identify with Mary and the sword through her heart. My son died too, and I am torn apart. The anguish of losing a beloved son is beyond people's comprehension. It doesn't matter if you're Christ on the cross. To a mother, it's the same loss. Christ and Mary understand what mothers feel, and with divine love and compassion, help us to heal. I pray for God's mercy and grace so that I may have this sword replaced. And in its stead, my heart be filled with peace and love by spirit instilled. And here you said Mary was right there.
That's absolutely beautiful, Claire. My mouth is open. I'm crying. That's absolutely beautiful. So that's, and I'm smelling roses, and pay attention to smelling roses because that's a further confirmation. I'm seeing white roses, and that's the sign of transmutation and also new beginnings, and they're all in the thymus area. And when I look at that part, that thymus, high heart, represents to me the oversoul. So there's a part of the poetry of the words that affect people on a cellular level, like their oversoul speaks to their conscious, unconscious patterns. And so it's like a part of having a foundation of making sense out of no sense. And so there'll never be no sense of loss of a child. But we can't figure it out with our mental brain at all. But there's a part of not having where it's like this. I see it as a butcher knife that slices our heart, or the sword that you're talking about that has literally slices the energy field, and where the chest is, it can't breathe, and it's just heartache. And so when we are able to take the sword out and have the sword be as a pointer, as a part that allows us to do healing, and again, there's always going to be the scar that looks like a roadmap versus a scar that some people have it as a dagger that they just go on and they have to hold that the dagger to remember. And so that's a total different posture as far as the remembrance of a sword anywhere. It takes the breath out because our children, those that cross over, don't want us to not be able to literally breathe at times. And so because of the pain of the separation. So that's being able to do cellular healing and helping others bridge over to that grief process. And so that's a wonderful thing, Claire.
Well, Well, I'm so glad I could talk to you, and it's wonderful to get that kind of validation that Mary is really just right
there. Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I would really encourage you to work with you, work with her, if it obviously it resonates with you. And it's so cool that you just came back from Germany and you went to the churches and you were lighting a candle for Mary. That's really wonderful confirmation for yourself, Claire. That's great.
Okay. So you see me heading still in the right direction and doing
absolutely,
everything I can.
Absolutely. And whenever you're thinking of that, Claire, just get into your heart and say, is this, I'm encouraging, especially lately, people and myself too, to get out of the thing of right or wrong. I go into the heart and I encourage people to go in the heart and say, is this the light direction for me? Not the right. Is this the light? And then when we feel in our heart, it's like our heart will like open up and we'll feel it. And so is this where we're at this huge pivotal turning point in our evolution where when we drop to the emotions, our energy in motion, and they contract our energy. When we bridge over to the feelings and go into our heart and just say, does this feel, again, light for me? Not anybody else. Does light for me? We'll feel our heart open up, and then it ends up being our right direction. And so I know we got it. Yeah, excellent. So we'll be back next week, and may you align with the divine.